stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
He is Lord, He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Praise the Lord, my friends. We are about to reveal the end day's truth and expose the false on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready and blessed Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Now for another Last Days End Times Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Watchman comment. Faithfulness, my friends, is the key to our spiritual relationships as heads of the house or as servants in the house. Speaks testimony that will continually be spoken of. Amen. Even Christ was there for his own house. And as Christ is our example, we should see what Christ did as setting the correct example for us. Amen. Are you holding fast in confidence, my friends, while still rejoicing right on unto the end of all things as we now know them? Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Anyone can endure, my friends, that will set their mind to it. But to endure with confidence and faithfulness takes more than just endurance. It takes joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen and amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have joy unspeakable and full of glory tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:3. And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Do you not know, says the Lord, that you should search my scriptures daily to seek the truth of the things that you see and hear, says the Father? For upon the earth has come a strong delusion, a deception that I have meant to be in the last time. Search my word that you might see and stand strong on the things that truly are of me. For another Jesus that is not my son is being taught and preached. Some of it is coming from the flesh, and from the flesh of religion. Others is coming from satanic ways. And it sounds good, and it looks good, but it is not. So I say unto you, be cautious, my children, lest ye be deceived. For in the end times, if I would not shorten them, even the very elect could be led astray. So I say unto you now, search my word daily. Pray over my word daily, and receive of my spirit, says the Lord.
My, oh my, whose report shall you believe? I don't know about you, but I believe the report of the Lord. Now a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. Because on this program you get the truth, the true truth from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. John chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceiveth that thou art a prophet. That was John chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. Watchman comment, the woman recognized Jesus as a prophet because Jesus revealed the hidden things that she would know came prophetically. Jesus had first asked her to call her husband. First, because her husband, under Jewish law, was her covering, and it would have been proper to speak to her husband first. But even though Jesus asked her first to speak to her husband, Jesus already knew the true truth answer that would allow him to speak to her directly, for he knew she had no husband. Then came the shocker. Jesus told her he knew she was in sin because she had a man she was not married to, a stoning offense in those days for adultery, don't you know? John chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. My dear listening friends, do not live in any sin. Repent now before Jesus returns and finds it necessary to speak to you like he spoke to this woman. If you repent now, it would go so much better for you. I speak in prophecy. There are both men and women listening right now who are with those they are not married to. Come see a man, which will tell you all things that ever you did. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. Arlene from Minnesota and Bobby from Virginia and Juanita from Virginia have, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent in a WOW, Walk on Water love gift, and I bless them all for obeying this Spirit of the Lord. Because without those love offerings, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the true truth. Amen and amen. Father, I just pray, bless those who made your program possible tonight. For it is your program, Lord, and you know who they are, Lord, and you know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord God, amen. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Glory to God, amen. If you appreciate this program tonight, like tonight's sponsors did, and supported it, and would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. Just pray and ask the Lord what you should do to help with the new radio station bills for October, and then write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, Zip 13797. That we'll repeat at the end of the program. Keep your pen and paper ready. So now, the prophecy news behind the news. With my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Record number of homosexuals running for Congress. In all, 8 openly gay candidates are running as major party nominees for the House of Representatives, the most ever, including the 2 incumbents who are favored in their races, Democrats Jared Polis of Colorado and David Sincelein of Rhode Island. There is 1 gay Republican in the group, Richard Tesi, who is waging a competitive campaign for a House seat from Massachusetts. Watchman comment, you can bet that's not all. Those are only the openly gay candidates. How about all the ones still in the closet? This is a last day sign, don't you know? Sodom and Gomorrah rising again. Jude chapter 1, verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Luke chapter 17, verse 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Watchman comment, that means the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for his bride, the church. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Continuing, socialist origins of Obama's new economic patriotism. USA President Barack Hussein Obama's latest catchphrase, new economic patriotism, is neither new nor necessarily patriotic. In Europe, the term historically has had a socialist connotation. It has been used to describe the government takeover of private industry. In a two-minute web advertisement, Obama delivered a video message calling for a new economic patriotism that purportedly benefits the middle class while taxing the rich. It's time for a new economic patriotism, Obama declared in the ad. Watchman comment, I've told you, this guy is a democratic, communist socialist, and maybe even more than that. Continuing, Mrs. Hussein Obama says, quote, Barack has done a phenomenal job working around a Congress, close quote. Quoting Mrs. Obama again, you can have a president you love, but if you don't have a Congress that's willing to work, you know, you wind up stalled in so many ways. And I think that Barack has done a phenomenal job, Mrs. Obama is saying, working around a Congress that has never been willing to help move the country forward. The last time President Obama had a Democratic Congress, Michelle said, his first 2 years in office, the Democrats passed a massive health care bill, bypassing the committee hearings, and without a single Republican vote. Watchman comment, that is exactly what a dictator does, don't you know, to get his own way. Mrs. Obama said, quote, you know, who's in the White House determines so much how our country looks, close quote. Watchman comment, and she might be right, wouldn't she? America now looks very bad to the whole world. Do you really want 4 more years of that nonsense? Re-elect the Obamas and you will get it, that's for sure, and even worse. Barack has done a wonderful job of trashing America's Constitution. Who needs Congress when Obama can just write executive orders in direct contradiction of our American laws and our Constitution? Real Americans can now wipe that smile off the faces of the Obamas in no uncertain terms on November 6th. And you will have the chance to cancel out this Barack Obama mesmerizing Obama drama moment.
Yes, we can.
Staying home is a vote for Obama, and voting for a third-party candidate is also a vote for Obama. Will I vote for the lesser of two evils? No. I'm going to vote to get Obama out. It has nothing to do with the lesser of two evils, and there's only one way to do that, and that's Romney. Continuing. Next-generation smartphones under development to read Mark in your palm. At SciTech 2012, the company has been showing off a demo app that authenticates identity by taking a high-resolution picture of your palm rather than scanning your finger. The authenticator flashes the camera's LED when it snaps a pic of your palm, circumventing the darkness issue. And it's a lot harder for would-be baddies to get a hold of your hand in your pre-calculated palm scanning position than it is for them to pick up an image of your smiling face. Watchman comment, not yet the biblical 666 mark on the hand, but it is getting very close, is it not? The last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Do you believe me now? And by the way, if you smile, it follows up some of those face scanning programs because they can't understand your smile. Anyway, continuing. How about this next report? Meet the Australian biometrics company that is working with Apple to develop beta versions for the Mark of the Beast ID. Future payment schemes using mobile devices are where the real growth will be and where his company can expect to find ongoing and lucrative new ventures. The future of mobile technology will be closely linked with the biometric scanning and other ID technologies, especially as phones and payment systems become entwined. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. That ought to shake you up, huh?
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
How about this report? National ID card scheme set for launch. The U.S. government will announce details this month of a controversial national identity scheme which will allow people to use their mobile phones and social media profiles as official identification documents for accessing public services. My. Continuing. New York City police march in Allahu Akbar. If you missed the Muslim Day Parade on September 23rd in New York City, you missed the New York City Police Department marching, dancing, and playing to Allahu Akbar speeches. They called for making criticism of Islam an international crime and the flying of the Al-Qaeda flag, among other things. Watchman comment. Flying the Al-Qaeda flag in America? Have they forgotten 911 so fast and what they had to go through on that day? My. I wonder if Obama was there in that march. Continuing. Symptoms of an Antichrist spirit. 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. One such example of an Antichrist is none other than the current President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. This fact became clear to all discerning Christians when Obama ran for president the first time in the 2008 election. While campaigning for office of the presidency, Barack Obama made the following statement during a speech in New Hampshire on January 7, 2008. Quote, "A light will shine through that window. A beam of light will come upon you. You will experience an epiphany, and you will suddenly realize that you must go to the polls and vote for Obama." End quote. Despite his assertion that he is Christian, Barack Obama has done nothing to discourage people from worshiping him. In one such example, an associate editor for a campus newspaper by the name of Maggie Mertens was quoted as saying, "Obama is my homeboy. I'm not saying that because he's black. I'm saying that in reference to those Urban Outfitters t-shirts from a couple years ago that said, 'Jesus is my homeboy.' Yes, I just said it," Maggie Merton said. "Obama is my Jesus." It was also in 2008 when Louis Farrakhan, the leader of a religious group known as the Nation of Islam, declared that Obama was a herald of the Messiah. "When Messiah speaks, the youth will hear, and the Messiah is absolutely speaking," Farrakhan declared.
Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan calls Barack Obama the Messiah in a church service.
"You are the instrument that God is going to use to bring about universal change. And that is why Barack has captured the youth. And he has involved young people in a political process that they didn't care anything about. That's a sign. When the Messiah speaks, that's a sign. When the Messiah speaks, the youth will hear. And the Messiah is absolutely speaking. And the Messiah is absolutely speaking. That's a sign. That's a sign. And the Messiah is absolutely speaking. That's a sign."
Yes, it sure is. It is a sign. It is a sign of the end times that we live in and the Antichrist's soon appearance. Continuing, First Lady of the United States Michelle Obama has also used messianic overtones to describe her husband. Speaking at a campaign rally on April 17, 2012, Michelle Obama declared, "We have an amazing story to tell. The president has brought us out of the darkness and into the light. Therefore, there are many people with the unnatural ability and holy devotion to Barack Obama. There are also many people in the United States who oppose him." My. Continuing. Obama debate performance according to Al Gore. "Thin air could have messed with President Obama's brain cells," so says Al Gore. Watchman comment. "Could that be what is wrong with dear old hot air Al Gore?" Continuing. Former Vice President Al Gore said that the altitude in Denver is to blame for Obama's lackluster debate performance. Gore said he would say something controversial and didn't fail to deliver, saying that Obama arrived in Denver just a few hours before the debate with a short time to adjust to the 5,000-foot level of the city. Watchman comment, Obama and good old Al must fly every day at that level of brain disruption. My. That is a lame duck excuse if I ever heard one. Without a teleprompter with others writing for Obama, he just plain blew it. He lost it. Romney looked and acted more like a real U.S. president than Obama did, and that's a fact. And Romney's never been a president, just the president of a company. My. Continuing. Military police used for crowd control in South Carolina. As part of the expanding effort to merge police and military operations and make posse comitatus irrelevant, police in Canada, South Carolina, used military police to control revelers after a football game. In addition to the military officialdom, in Colombia established Fourth Amendment busting DUI checkpoints, barricades, and an observation tower to keep the crowd under control and ensure order. Watchman comment, the effort was nothing more than a control conditioning exercise designed to acclimate the American people to the sight of U.S. military troops. And maybe even gulag-style watchtowers, huh? Control is the name of the Obama game. Continuing. Why is the U.S. government planning for mass fatalities? You can't make this stuff up. Last week, a bill, H.R. 6566, was introduced on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill is entitled Mass Fatality Planning and Religious Considerations Act, and its stated purpose is to amend the Homeland Security Act of 2002 to require the administration of the Federal Emergency Management Agency to provide guidance and coordination for mass fatality planning. Watchman comment, Homeland Security? FEMA? Sounds like a fun party, doesn't it? Especially with the U.S. government purchase of over 1 billion rounds of hollow point ammo, which is illegal on the battlefield, by the way. So where and on who do they plan to use it? Is it connected with this emergency management mass fatality planning? The bill itself apparently is just a handful of paragraphs that merely reiterate the title, that the crackerjack team over at FEMA could be or should be prepared to respond to mass fatalities in the United States and to account for religious burial differences. Oh my. Religious burial differences, 666. The end times? Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write signs spelled SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Town is Lyle, spelled LISLE, State is New York, abbreviate NY, zip 13797. My. Even if you don't think the Lord is touching your heart, if you'd pray about it, maybe He would. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous, if you want. But I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all science programs on the air. If you appreciate this program, and you would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Occupy Until He Comes. Luke chapter 19, verses 12 and 13. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds. And he said unto them, occupy till I come. During the American Civil War in the 1860s, a fierce battle took place in Altoona Pass. It was a key supply point for the Union Army. So the Confederate Army, led by General Hood, sought to take Altoona Pass, which held over 1.5 million rations. When Union General Sherman realized Hood's plans, he dispatched General Corse along with 1,500 men to hold the city. As the battle ensued, General Corse and his forces were forced into a small fort on the crest of a hill. The Northern Army was being overwhelmed with nearly half the men either killed or wounded in the battle. Things were looking extremely bleak for the Northern troops when the distance from a mountaintop 20 miles away, a flag was being waved. And those in the fort knew the message being sent. Hold the fort. I am coming. W.T. Sherman. This sign gave the beleaguered army renewed strength to continue fighting the battle for almost 3 hours until reinforcements finally arrived. From this battle, a famous Christian song was written, and its chorus is so eloquent for us today. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace, we will. My friends, in the midst of spiritual battles, we can often feel besieged on every side. But hold the fort, my friends. Get some rest and renew your strength in the Lord, for your victory is already won. We just need to continue fighting because He is still coming, and very soon now. Amen and amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends, so get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Father, we ask right now, you just touch each and every one. For those out there listening by radio,
yes,
there is help. Find a Spirit-filled church. Find someone that's teaching the Word.
Amen.
And preaching the Word, that you might grow in it and listen to what they have to say. And most of all, pray for Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So I always say, get right and get ready. If you missed part of tonight's program, tune in to the repeat on Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9265. If you listen Monday nights by telephone, the number to do that has been changed. The new number is 1-415-655-8846. That's to listen at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights if you can't hear 9265. Then please tune in Wednesday nights for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Here's that address one more time to write again. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, excellent program. Loud and clear, Northwestern Ohio, Maranatha.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, despite Satan's best efforts, on, and I got to hear you tonight. Maranatha, Northwestern Ohio, loud and clear.
Thanks, brother. Sounds like you got into your telephone call there a little bit, but you went out in the end. God bless you, Maranatha. I do too, don't I? Maranatha.
Ken from the Bronx. I just tuned in Monday night to 9265, and it was dead as a doornail, just static. I don't know how much that affects the rest of the East Coast. I can't know.
Thank you, my dear friend. Ken, I appreciate that. It might be something in your area that's interfering with that, or it might be the whole East Coast. If there's any East Coast listeners out there, please let me know if you tried 9265 and you can't get it. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Since there were call-ins last time, I will repeat that number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days and times and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all of you out there who send your love gifts and you help keep this program on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you. Signs listeners are the best. They are loyal and they help get the true truth out to the whole world.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.